a whack. It's sailing beyond the boundary. It's a big one.
Hello, all you wonderful people. Welcome. Welcome back to Beyond the Boundary. This is episode 5, and I'm your host, Ayush. You know, I can't believe 5th episode already aa gaya hai. 4 episode, guys, khatam kar diye humne. And I am still kind of in or going through the after effects of that last episode. Most of you who've checked it out know what I'm talking about. We had a very special guest last week, Mr. Yash Nahar, a professional cricketer, Ranji Trophy cricketer. And itna seekhne mila hai is about not just cricket, but life from Yash, you know. So it was so much fun. And it just gets all of us here very excited at BTB. And yeah, we're back. We're back with episode 5. Woo-hoo. And today, yeah, all right. And today we have with us another very special person. Many of you will be familiar with who I have with me on the show today. Tejas was with us on episode 2 as well, and he's back. Hello, Tejas. Welcome back to BTB.
Sup?
Oh, good. How's everything with you?
Super.
So, again, we're ready to talk about a lot of cricket.
Right.
Bahut hi maza aa raha hai. Last week has been so kick-ass when it comes to cricket. Of course, India ka match hai. India-England's going on. So much action already happening. We had 6 days of cricket so far?
I don't know
if I could even say if that 6 days of cricket, because half of it has been gloomy.
Four and a half.
Yeah. But still, there's been so much happening. So, KL Rahul, you know, back. He did it at Trent Bridge, 84. If he wouldn't have gotten that absolute peach of a ball in the second innings, probably would have carried on there. Already doing the job in the first innings at Lords. Rohit Sharma, wow, how good did he look yesterday, Tejas?
Dude, he looks good every time he comes out of bat. I mean, Rohit Sharma reels would be such a hit. In fact, it's a surprise. Rohit Sharma reels aren't really a thing right now. They should be.
I mean, you know that one pull shot that he played, I think it was off Robinson or someone, or Mark Wood, I'm not wrong. It was just a normal pull shot along the ground, went for 4. It went beyond the boundary. See what I did there? It went beyond the boundary for 4 runs, but what a shot that was.
Yeah, man.
The extra second that he has now.
I want ASMR videos of Rohit Sharma. There should be like ASMR videos, yeah, and then you just watch them for hours and hours and
hours. Chalo, hum hi karte hai. Maza aayega. Rohit Sharma, yes, he was fantastic. But Jimmy Anderson, guys, let's talk about. He's okay. This Lord's test. He did it in the first match. This Lord's test, he's not at 100% capacity. Okay? There was doubts half an hour before the match ki ye khelega bhi ya nahi. He's playing. And he was still, after bowling almost 20 overs yesterday, he was still the best bowler on the field.
He is the best bowler in England.
Yeah,
it's as simple as that. Whether with the opposition, within the team, he's always the best bowler playing in England.
Yeah. He's going to be a big threat to India. Again, that Kohli-Anderson battle yesterday was also a lot of fun. See, Kohli,
he got out the same Anderson ball.
Yeah.
Although he got out the Robinson.
But it was that
same ball.
And he, like, you could see it on Virat Kohli. It's very rarely that you see that. You can see when he came into bat, when he was facing Jimmy, that, okay, I have to be careful here. I have to give that, you know, I have to be a little bit calm here. Give that respect to Jimmy.
Is Jimmy Kohli's McGrath?
Ooh, maybe.
Yeah.
No, but still, that 2014 tour where he got him like I don't know how many times, but after that, this last week was the first time Anderson got him out in 7 years.
Oh.
So that is one thing in Kohli's favor.
Yeah,
big time.
I wasn't even aware of that.
Yeah, that was he hadn't gotten Kohli out throughout that last tour, and even 2 tours that they played in India.
Kohli, come on, man.
I know what you're saying, but yeah.
You don't found that.
Yeah. Anyway, so Virat Kohli is also always in focus, but let's go thoda sa piche.
Okay.
Let's look at the first test. We spoke about Rahul. Rohit, again, didn't get too many of the runs in that first match, but he looked good in that first innings as well, how much ever he played, 30-odd runs. But India's bowling attack.
Man.
Jasprit Bumrah is back. Boom, boom, Bumrah, guys. He's back in form.
Oleg Rahul and said he wasn't even gone.
Sorry?
Oleg Rahul said he wasn't even gone.
Yeah, he wasn't even gone. But yeah, there was a lot of, I mean, wo WTC final ke baad thoda sa tha.
That was a bummer.
He came back strongly. Mr. Mohammad Shami, always doing the trick.
Lala's second inning was a bit of a dud. Yeah. I don't know what happened there.
You know, I was just thinking about this. Off late, you know, wo second innings Shami wala jo narrative hai, he's also doing the job in the first innings.
Yeah.
He did it in the first test matches where he was much better in that first innings. And I think on a couple of tours in the past also, even in the WTC final,
he was
good in that first innings. And he's just becoming that the complete
bowler,
all-round
yes.
bowler, you know.
Yes.
Apart from that, Joe Root, of course, always.
He's always going to bother you.
Just that second innings on that wicket, it was really deteriorating. And Joe Root just came in, smashed that 100, some of those shots that he played. Wow. And of course, Ravindra Jadeja. It's one spinner playing, but he did it with a bat in the first innings. So Tejas, tell me, what was your highlight? You know, there's so many things we mentioned. Itni sari cheeze thi dekhne ke liye pehle match mein. But what was your highlight?
Honestly, for me, the pick of the match, the highlight of the match was KL Rahul.
Mm.
The way he set things up for India and the way India led on from there, it was essentially our match throughout. Mm. Although Joe Root really put up a big fight, you get a Joe Root 100 and all that happening. For me, if the match would have ended, Rahul would have probably walked away with the man of the match as well.
Yeah.
With the way he set things up for us. Maybe Bumrah, but yeah, and on an overall thing. In fact, that is something that was closely reflected on our markets as well.
Yeah.
I think a major thing in test matches especially is this, that people tend to have a start bias kind of thing, wherein the first big performer of a certain game, people are piling in all their cash over there itself.
Absolutely.
Right? So even after Rahul's 80 odd, there were the Bumrah innings, the Root innings, and even the Shami inning in the first inning.
Mm.
After, these guys weren't able to really gather as much traction as Rahul did up front.
Yeah.
And that was in fact reflected on our markets in the end. We although Root went carried away with two of the major dividends, being the man of the match and the rank one dividend. The highest gainer in that week, the highest gainer through that match was KL Rahul.
Yeah, absolutely.
He sets the tone, and I don't know if this is going to be something that we will see in matches to come as well. First mover's advantage, I guess.
Absolutely.
There's been a major level of favoritism. I mean, there are a few cricketers who you would rank really highly in your test team, say an Ajinkya Rahane, your Cheteshwar Pujaras. These guys are big guys in the test arena at least. But for some reason, I wasn't able to see enough movement or enough volumes in their stocks at all.
Yeah.
Which is kind of surprising to me. In fact, Siraj and a few guys outside the team, Kuldeep Yadav had more traction in that duration as the match.
I was actually just going to, you know, reflect on that ki throughout the duration of that first test, the entire week actually, we saw some really interesting trends on our market, on the Crick Stocks market. You gave us some very good insights there, especially with Rahul, some of the other guys as well. But, you know, like we saw, Rahul, Rishabh Pant, again, didn't get too many of the runs, but that guy
he's
is consistently,
dude.
I mean,
exactly.
He's consistently trending.
Exactly.
Bumrah, of course, because of his performance and stuff. But yeah, let's talk thoda about Rishabh Pant. I mean,
Rishabh Pant is that guy right now. He is it in the Indian cricket arena, probably in the world stage. He is poised to become the next Virat Kohli, if not more, since he adds that spunky energy also.
Yeah.
I mean, Virat Kohli had that aggro energy. This guy comes in more like a millennial kind of a person who's breaking through.
Yeah.
Let's see how it goes. He adds, especially all his antics, dude, on field, off field. Rishabh Pant's the man to go for.
Spider-Man's the guy.
Spidey's a popular stock, dude.
So, some really interesting insights like Tejas told us about on the Crick Stocks market. you guys should check that out as well. I mean, it's just, I mean, it's again, it's over a consistent period. It's not really for a few days, for a day or 2 days. So you guys, if you all keep an eye out for these trends, trust me, you're going to be really surprised with some of the stuff that happens. And it just, I mean, we sitting here are looking at some things that happen. We're like, whoa, humne to ye socha hi nahi tha. So yeah, do keep an eye out for that. And we definitely will here at Crickstocks. So long series ahead, Tejas. 5 test matches hai. Exactly another month left for the series to get over. I want to know, who do you think will end up being the man of the series? Your man of the series pick. For me, it's Mohammad Shami.
Lala
bhai, of course. Jasprit Bumrah has all the wickets so far. Jimmy Anderson, like we spoke about. Rahul Roy with the runs. But I don't know. Something in me tells me that Mohammad Shami is going to end up winning the series for India. What do you think?
I am leaning towards Rohit, man, for some reason. He just looks so calm at the crease, dude.
Yeah.
That, man, I'm telling you, this series is probably going to be the highlight of his career. Wherein, when you look back, when you look at Tendulkar's Desert Storm or something,
yeah,
you're going to look back at the India-England series rather than a 264. There's something that I feel. Yeah.
Wow, that's a big, big call.
It's a good series, dude. He looks so calm.
He does.
It's insane.
Even the way he's just defending the ball, is like he looks so much in control. He's
so sure.
Right under his eye. He's like, he's not reaching out for the ball. It's actually coming to him.
He left so well yesterday.
So well, yeah. And that first, I think, 10-15 overs, kitna challenging tha.
Exactly.
And uske baad,
and then he's authoritative as hell.
He unleashed his...
You know, when Rohit's at the pitch, you know that guy's the person to watch.
Yeah.
Like, in any game right now that India plays, the one, maybe two guys, or maybe three guys that have all the focus is your Rohit, your Pant, and your Shami. These guys, when they're at the pitch, when they're on the field, these are three guys that you're watching the game for.
Yeah. All eyes are on them. So yeah, Rohit Sharma, the player to watch out for. We'll definitely keep an eye out for him. So Tejas, this first test that happened, now it's the start of the WTC, you know, the new WTC, so to say, with new rules where every test match will count. Why? Because of the new rules where points are given for every test rather than earlier, jaisa for every series. What it also did was, there are 4 points to each team for a draw. Both India and England lost 2 of those points because of a slow over rate, which was on them. But again, panga ye hai ki, if that 5th day wouldn't have been completely destroyed by rain, one of the teams, most probably India, because they needed only 150 runs, had 9 wickets in hand, Rohit was also still at the crease, they would have won that match and we would have gotten, 12 points for winning that test match. But because the entire day was rained out, none of the teams got a chance to win. And they got 4 points each. Let's keep the 2 points aside for now, but they got 4 points each for a drawn test match. Do you think there is a way, I think so, but do you think there is a way ki barish ke liye kuch provision ho sakta? I mean, it's so unfair in such situations. It's,
what are you going to do? How do you count?
I don't know. I mean,
are you going to count like, okay, these many hours of rain means you get another day or you get some other points? It's too tricky, you know?
It is.
Like that. I mean, maybe a solution could be covered stadia. I don't know.
Could be.
It affects your pitch, though. I mean, how's the ball going to swing?
That's the major thing.
How does it affect the spin? All that comes into play. What if you hit the roof?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Like
honestly,
IPL,
I really don't know. What do you, how do you account for rain in scoring systems? It's too tricky.
Yeah.
If instead of rain there were, say, like a heat storm, I don't know what that is, but if there were, if there's just bad light, tomorrow I'm going to complain about that as well. Right? So it gets trickier. Where do you put an end to it?
It's a kind of a sticky topic there, I think.
Yeah.
You know, I think you make a very good point, Keep. Dekhne jaye to, there are so many things that you have to factor in eventually. Be it bad light, be it rain, what do you do in such situations, how many overs do you give, everything. So
maybe you just schedule our matches better, dude. Don't play in England.
Don't play in England. I don't think that's ever going to happen for the next 1,000, 10,000, whatever years. that cricket is there, but
I mean, yeah. I mean, these guys should then have like those cloud seed things. No, what are they? Prevent the rain, dude. Push the clouds away.
Push the clouds away.
I hope, like hold over the stadium.
I hope we could do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe, but already technology is booming so much. Maybe kuch ho jaye future. Maybe we don't know to kind of find a way around this also. But yeah, let's see if how this entire WTC thing pans out. Point every match. It's going to be that much more important. So this time, that first test match being a draw would hurt both teams much more than it would have if we were still playing under the rules of the first WTC. So yeah, let's see how that happens. But India-England chal raha hai. Focus is obviously on that. But along with that, let's not forget West Indies-Pakistan. Another test series that is going on. The test series started yesterday. Again, rain. Rain is again the big factor here, the big talking point, because three out of the four T20s that...
So there are three teams playing essentially in every tournament.
Yeah.
India, England and the rain.
And rain is winning. And rain is winning all matches. Rain wins all matches.
Usko WTC points though.
Wo jo 8 point gaye wo sab rain ko aa gaye. So, yeah. I was saying out of those four T20s that they were supposed to play, तीन तो बारिश की वजह से कैंसिल हो गए. नाउ द टेस्ट सीरीज इज स्टार्टेड. बट यू नो दिस गेट्स मी टू थिंक कि वेस्ट इंडीज़ की T20 और टेस्ट टीम्स है उसमें कितना ज़्यादा फ़र्क है. आई मीन इन T20s तो वी आर ऑलरेडी टॉकिंग अबाउट देम अगेन बींग फेवरेट्स. लाइक दे प्रॉबली हैव 10 और 11 एवरी वन कैन बैट. लाइक 10 बैट्समैन द टीम ऑल कितने सारे ऑलराउंडर्स इन दैट T20 टीम. And you look at the test team, it's like they just feel stuck, you know?
Yeah. They've got some talent there, but I think they like that swagger, no? The T20 teams got. The Caribbean flair, that's missing. And in fact, if you look back to the teams of the past for them, they had across the board just pure swagger, dude, in all their players. They own themselves, and that's missing over in the test team. Holder stuck together with the team, really rallied the team from a bad low for a while. And I guess I'm missing a leader of sorts. I don't know. I would even think so far as bringing Pollard into the test team, dude. If a batter's only going to give you 20, Pollard's going to give you 20.
That's an interesting suggestion.
He's a heck of a leader. He wins.
Yeah.
You need a winner there.
Yeah, I think that's...
So the Windies should think about it. Bring in Pollard to the tests.
Yeah. Why not?
He wins. It's as good as that.
Yeah.
That's what you play test matches for, to win. Not to show your technique. I mean, of course, technique is important, but you want to win the match.
Eventually, right? You have to win, right?
It's as good as that.
And yeah, that looking at West Indies cricket's example itself, Darren Sammy. That guy, as a batsman, as a bowler, as an all-rounder, he wasn't really right up there, okay? He was good. He was there. But his biggest contribution has been as a leader.
For sure.
And
two
what
T20
happened?
World
exactly.
Cups.
Two T20 World Cups. I mean, aur kya chahiye yaar? So I think that's a very interesting suggestion actually. That what West Indies lacks in Test cricket is that leader. And yeah, Kyron Pollard has proved it over and over again. We saw it with Jason Holder as well. He had a good time as a West Indies has come. Yeah. So yeah, hopefully things work out for them. Another fan favorite team, everyone just loves them. So yeah, let's hope they can turn things around soon. So this week, while India England was a big focus, West Indies Pakistan also there, but the biggest thing, according to me, the biggest thing that happened this past week was ICC finally officially saying that they're going to now bid for cricket at the Olympics.
All right. Okay. So, yeah.
What do you think?
Super excited for that, dude. Stoked.
Yeah.
It's going to be such fun to have cricket, the sport we love, finally be at the biggest stage of sport in the world. It's going to be a ball.
It's going to be insane, isn't it? I mean, finally, yeah. Itne times ag rukha tha, the boards were like, okay, let's see. Then few months ago, BCCI was like, okay, we're in. Then everyone was like, okay, we're in. Now ICC is like, all right, this is happening.
Spicy times.
They even set up a committee and everything.
Right.
A proper advisory committee who's already started working on the Olympic Games.
Yeah.
But, bid karenge, sab hoga. What's the format going to be? That is something I'm so excited to see. Okay.
Hong Kong Sixers.
Padhiya format tha. That was so much fun.
That
was crazy fun.
But it doesn't test you enough. That's the question.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, it's the Olympics at the end of the day.
You have to have like a certain degree of skill in play over here. It can't be people going and whacking the ball.
imagine guys like Andre Russell, Chris Gayle and all playing with Hong Kong Sixers. It's over. I mean,
there's no competition.
Kya hi bacha hai?
There's no player. So maybe
T20s, T10s,
The 100.
You know, these are the formats I think that are in contention. What do you think?
Can they stretch? I mean, what's the longest sport that's played at the Olympics? Can you play for like 3.5 hours? I don't know.
That's the biggest.
So T times would be like 2 hours, I guess.
Yeah.
1.5, 2.
Probably.
That'd be as much as a football match.
T10, yeah, just a little bit over 1.5 hour. Yeah, around a football match. I think that.
That
given
works.
The length aspect, that is also a very big thing in the Olympics, where matches, because all so many teams are playing, you know, you have to finish matches in time.
Correct.
So yeah, T10.
T10, I guess.
Yeah.
T10 for me.
100.
That's still gonna be 2.5 hours, dude.
Yeah.
Did they play baseball at the Olympics? I am so sorry. I'm drawing a blank. Yeah.
But no, it's not gonna be feasible. You know, T20
Tens.
Or 100. Tens, I think.
Tens is the way to go, I guess.
Mm.
Come in, maybe 11s. Har player ko ek over.
To gold ke liye favorite kaun hoga?
The West Indies.
Anything T20 and below that has
it's
to be
the
there,
West
right?
Indies. You've got 11 players who can whack the ball out of the park.
Yeah.
It's.
That's the philosophy.
They
go
out
there.
That every ball to. They're looking at every ball to hit, go for a 6.
Yeah. India.
Maybe.
For gold.
Tricky.
Pressure to hoga hi because, I mean, it's the Olympics, Olympic gold,
yeah,
and it's the Indian cricket team.
I'm tempted to say that India would be like a major contender, but I really think maybe England and the West Indies are the strongest of players for the most suited players for the T10 format at the Olympics. But we're still talking about 7 years into the future. I don't know what the future holds.
Yeah.
You don't want to have your Gales around at that time.
Yeah.
Maybe not Pollard either. So
yeah.
We'll see.
We'll see. And
maybe Rishabh Pant opens the inning.
Ah, that will be fun. Bahut maza aayega. Rishabh Pant will be the senior guy.
Exactly.
Tabhi he'll
He's
be like
captaining the inning.
I can see that happening.
Hmm.
But. Or that's going to be fun because 2028 LA, but then 2032 cricket. If I mean, right now there is an if because abhi tak kuch official nahi hai. 28 most probably cricket will be there, but if that happens, then 32 the Olympics are going to be in Brisbane at the GABA. Cricket at the GABA.
Wow,
that would be like crazy
spicy.
That would be insane. All Mouth matches happening at the GABA, Olympic games at the GABA,
balls flying all over.
Crazy.
And then wow.
It'll be a little bit tricky also, like,
what?
With the big boundaries in Australia.
So they'll probably bring them in. No?
They will, but let's see.
You will want to have that. You want a spectacle when you're playing a T10 game. You want, I mean, yeah, of course, there's got to be skill involved, but you definitely want a spectacle so that people eyeballs on TVs. It's that simple.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. They'll definitely work whatever they can for that, for it to be that big a spectacle,
exactly.
And to be that exciting. Yeah, that's a good point. Wow, this is so much happening in cricket.
Dressing up, these people will lead up to that though. So if we have like 7 years or 10 years or whatever to get to Olympics, cricket at the Olympics,
yeah.
I would imagine the ICC starts preparing for that right now. Maybe have a T10 series 2 years down the line or something like that.
So I think by next year, we're going to get a lot of clarity on this, on the format, on, you know, the... all the details of how cricket will be at the Olympics, because next year I think is when the official bidding process happens, and we'll know for sure what the thing is. But Yeah, I think they will. I see that happening before the Olympics actually happen in 2028. There will be international teams playing either the T10 or whichever format they decide to go with. So we'll definitely keep an eye out for that as well. Yeah. So much happening in the world of cricket. So much about to happen in the world of cricket. Thank you, Tejas. Today was fun.
Thanks for having me.
All right. So thank you, guys. A lot of cricket happening. A lot of cricket to come. We'll be back soon, talking so much cricket, talking with, you know, different guests, and we'll be coming up with a lot of exciting topics as well on Beyond the Boundary. This was episode 5. If you guys are enjoying our podcasts, please go ahead and follow Crix Talks on YouTube and on Spotify, Beyond the Boundary on Spotify. Please do take a look at this, guys. So much fun guaranteed. If you haven't checked out the other episodes as well, do take a look. So yeah.